Focus on flowers. When Christopher Lloyd's mother, Daisy, died at 91 in 1972, the gardens at Great Dixter were finally under the total control of her son, Christopher, who was then free to transform the house and garden with visitors and enthusiastic garden acolytes. He also discovered neglected parts of the garden, such as the horse pond, and planted water lilies there. And he began to entertain. Christo, as he was called, always liked unorthodox color combinations, such as red tulips with lime green euphorbia. In 1979, he received the Royal Horticultural Society's Victoria Medal of Honor, and in 2000, the Queen bestowed an OBE upon him. He then began turning some parts of his garden into prairies, similar to gardens in the American Midwest that he had visited. In 1993, he hired Fergus Garrett as his head gardener, and together they turned the traditional 80-year-old rose garden into an exotic area of tropical plants. Fergus expanded the nursery, and they worked together for 15 years. They set up the Great Dixter National Trust so the garden could continue in perpetuity. Christo died in 2006, but the garden continues to evolve, showcasing unusual plants and unorthodox combinations. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Christo's final years.